dealt with? What do you mean?
What I say. Marcos's patrol found you as they were about to kill you. You had all been washed ashore, and apparently they had carried you with them until such time as they were ready to sacrifice you. Fortunately, sister, we were able to prevent your murder and bring you back to the fold of your brethren.
Mildred hoisted herself up into a sitting position, the pain ignored in the wave of panic that threatened to engulf her.
Let's back up here for a minute, lady. Wait, what the hell's your name anyway, huh, sister? Am I back in the 70s?
My name is Sinita.
All right, Sinita. When I asked you about my friends, I meant the people I was traveling with. The last thing I remember was being in a raft and... oh, shit, some kind of big muty fish turning the damn thing over. We were tied to the raft, but the rope must have broken.
She shook her head gently, as if to clear it, being careful not to aggravate her headache.
I don't know anything about anyone trying to chill me when I was out, but the people I was with were friends, and whatever this Marcos thinks he saw, they were trying to help me, okay? Anyway, who is this guy Marcos?
A strange expression crossed Sinita's face. It was hard to work out exactly what was running through her mind at that point, but the question seemed to stir up more than Sinita was prepared to reveal.
He is our chief of security and law, answerable only to my father or myself. He was told of a sighting of boats at sea, falling prey to the sea devils and the turning of the tides. It was observed that the boats were washed ashore, and that the ones with the shining skin carried a sister into the woods, with an albino in their wake.
That'd be Jack.
Another slave like yourself.
Slave? I'd like to see a motherfucker try to enslave me.
What?
Oh, nothing. You wouldn't understand. Go ahead.
You were lost to view when the darkness was falling. It is easy for our warriors to move after dark, for they know the island well, and the beasts are quiet then. Marcos decided that they would look for you, and so they found you, and overpowered your oppressors with ease, bringing you here to recover.
And where are the honkies now, Coffee?
Pardon me, sister?
Nothing. I just feel like I'm in a Pam Grier movie.
The devils are safe. Marcos has imprisoned them, awaiting their trial. Strange that you should call them friends, as that is just what the albino said, choosing to be imprisoned with them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Sinita, sister, you can lock me up there with them too, because they're not my captors, you are.
I do not understand. We are your brothers and sisters. We do not seek to oppress you, only to bring you to us in the spirit of harmony.
I think there are a few things we need to get straight. The people I landed with are my friends. We've been through more shit than you're ever likely to see on this isolated island. You say they were trying to kill me? How?
Marcos and the others saw the red-haired woman try to stab you with a needle as you lay unconscious.
Mildred frowned, her mind racing. Christy trying to inject her? Why would she do that?
Where did the needle come from? Inside the jacket I was wearing?
You were wearing no jacket. Marcos told me it came from a jacket that was full of pills, bandages, and other needles.
I hope to hell that you haven't done anything to that jacket or what was in it. I need those medical supplies.
You are a medicine woman?
Yeah, I guess you could say that I was the medicine woman for the group. I taught Christy, the redhead, to give that injection in extreme circumstances. Guess they must have been worried, and I must have been out for a long time.
But how can that be? They treat you as an equal?
Yeah, why shouldn't they?
Because it has never been that way. That is why we are here. That is how we came to be here, and why we continue to be here.
Mildred sank back onto the bed. It seemed to her that there were two different stories being played out, and until both she and her benefactor knew more of each other's story, they couldn't understand each other. If the others were imprisoned, at least they were alive and safe. Rather than try to rush matters, it would be as well to take the time to attempt to explain. This woman who sat by her feet seemed to have status in this ville.
And why would you want to be their equal? They are evil. Why lower yourself?
Look, this is ridiculous. How about we play a little game of truth or dare? Give me some of that water, and I'll tell you about myself and the people I travel with. And then you can tell me about where the hell I am and who you are. At least that way we may start to understand each other. Sound reasonable?
Hmm.
Sinita filled the wooden cup, and handed it to Mildred.
Your language is coarse and strange.
Are you questioning my ethnicity?
No, no. I do not even know what that is. But your speech does differ from our ways, and is sometimes hard to grasp. But I will try. Tell me of yourself, and then I will endeavor to reveal to you of myself and the history of my land.
Fair enough.
Mildred handed her the cup and began to speak. She told the woman her name and about her meeting with the companions, omitting the fact that she was a Freezy, as this would only complicate matters unnecessarily, before detailing some of the things they had been through together. She talked of Ryan, JB, Doc, Christy, Jack, and Dean as individuals so that the woman would get a fuller picture of the people she traveled with. She told the woman about herself and what she felt for her companions. And she told her how they had found themselves on the peninsula, substituting a smashed boat for the Matrans to simplify matters and stall unnecessary questions before deciding to explore the island.
So you did not come here to join us? And they were not trying to stop you?
We didn't even know the island was inhabited. And I still don't know who you really are yet, let alone why I should be looking for you.
You have been most illuminating. I will endeavor to be the same.
Please do.
The story of our land goes back through the mists of time, to a place where legends begin, and there is little that can be taken for absolute truth. But there are some things that we know to have occurred, and men of legend whom we know with certainty to have existed. Mandrake was he who founded our land. He called it Pilatu, after the place from where he came, the lands over the distant seas, where many of our forefathers were plucked in their prime to be brought to the White Lands, where they were used as slaves and treated as lower than the beasts. There were many who sought to escape such places, but there was nowhere to go where the paler skins did not single them out and seek to return them to those who would claim ownership of them. For many, the route to freedom lay only in death. But Mandrake had more wisdom than any pale skin. He traveled far and wide, staying out of the reach of oppression, using his wits, until he found this island. As you know from your own experience, the strange waters make it hard to reach, even though the mainland is but a short distance as the birds fly. When he found this place, he knew that it could provide a haven for his fellows and make for a land where we could live in peace. As time went on, knowledge of this place spread to those brothers and sisters who also sought peace, and so they began to make their way here. Not all were lucky. There were many who perished in the attempt to attain that peace. However, there were many who landed here, and we made our own way of living and our own speech, using the common language we had been taught by our oppressors, but keeping the rhythm and tone that was unique to our shared heritage, though the tribes had different tongues. It is said that there were many terrible things that occurred. Children who were born deformed and in shame because of the sins of their parents. But Mandrake had sense and learning, and he passed this on. There were others like him who followed, and so we evolved the methods we have of making sure abominations are not conceived. We keep a strict watch on ourselves. There was always new blood coming in, but in the several generations since the Nukkost, this has lessened. We know from the newcomers that there are less people out there in the world, but still word spreads, and still people come to join us. Why have we not ventured forth from our land since the new cost? There is a deep schism between us, and there has been since the years before the new cost. We are told that there was a war, and in that war, the young of our people were sent to die for the glory of the Paleskins. There was talk among those who arrived here that we could never live in their midst again. More, there were those who believed that the only way to stop them harming us was to kill them first. They believed that we should stay apart. It was a time of bitter debate, but all this was halted by the Nukkost. For more than a generation, it was a hard time to be alive. The seasons were wrong. There was little to be made from the land, and livestock perished easily. There was sickness, and many died. But many survived, and others managed to find their way through the darkness of the world to join us. Pilatu survived, and we have since grown strong. And now the debate rages again. There are those who wish to go out into the world to explore and to see what the lands beyond these shores have to offer. And there are those who wish to stay here, to stay separate from the Pale Ones. The only thing the Separatists would wish to do on the mainland is eradicate those who are not as us, partly as revenge for the past, and partly to neutralize any threat the Pale Ones may pose. Indeed, there are some among us who would wish to pursue such a fight at any cost. The problem we face is that what has been before a matter of debate is now a necessity. It was always predicted that one day we would use up the bounty this island has to offer. There is little left. And now, with the calming of the earth, we find that our population is growing again. We have people living longer, more arriving, and more children. We find we can no longer support this growth. We must move, and it will not be easy.